You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
We are going to follow up on the story of Ubank, which yesterday became the latest bank to be placed under curatorship here in South Africa, since VBS underwent the same process in 2018 and African Bank in 2014. So a curatorship is a protection procedure, and it's something that gives the Prudential Authority the legal means to create the necessary space to implement a resolution plan. In Ubank's case, the resolution plan will most likely address concerns around poor governance, weak internal controls, and the lack of sufficient capital to ensure the viability of the bank. So a bit of history about Ubank. It's been around for a very long time. It was created around four decades ago. It serves, or when it was created rather, it was created to serve as a savings fund for mine workers. It then converted to a commercial bank in the early 90s and is now owned by a trust that is managed by the trustees elected by entities including the National Union of Mine Workers and the Minerals Council of South Africa. And that's according to its website. We have got Lubuani Mamburu, the spokesperson of NUM, on the market update for more. Lubuani, thanks so much for your time. Am I correct about the ownership structure of the bank as is presented on your website?
Yes, you are correct.
Right. So following yesterday's announcement, NUM's General Secretary, Mr. Makhabo William Mabapa, was quoted in media as saying that the union was essentially shocked by this development of Ubank being placed under curatorship. Can you speak to that? Why did this decision from the South African Reserve Bank come as a shock?
Oh, definitely. It came as a shock because before they placed Ubank under curatorship, we had a meeting with Prudential Authority, where Prudential Authority said that if NUM, if the trustees or the bank can raise 800 million, the Ubank will not be placed under curatorship. And then indeed, NUM, Ubank board managed to raise 800 million that was needed not to put Ubank under curatorship. So we were shocked yesterday in the afternoon when the Reserve Bank governor had an emergency media conference saying that Ubank is going to be placed under curatorship. And for us, it was a shock because there were negotiations behind the scenes. And the bank or Prudential Authority has been given tangible evidence that indeed there is capital, there is money that is going to address the issue of capital adequacy. Mm. But for us, it came as a shock, to be honest, and we don't know why the bank decided to place Ubank under curatorship.
So let's circle back to the 800 million rand that the Prudential Authority said that you had to raise as Ubank, which you did. Yeah. I'm told, or I have read, that you were given 24 hours to do so. So a day, is that correct?
Yes, definitely. And then it was raised.
All right. Why was there a need to raise 800 million rand in 24 hours in the first place?
I don't know. That's what Prudential Authority demanded us to do, and then we did that.
And where did you raise the money from?
At the moment, we can't reveal that because there have been negotiations behind the scenes. I mean, Prudential Authority knows they have been given tangible evidence, and the Reserve Bank knows that there is money available. So we, like you said, our general secretary was shocked to find out that the Ubank has been placed under curatorship, even though the issue of capital adequacy has been addressed. And then if I have to further comment, we don't know. We're shocked because we don't know whose agenda is being served now. And I said, after placing the bank under curatorship, when the issue of capital adequacy, which was the main issue, was addressed.
You also said that, I mean, yesterday the nation learned about this from the emergency announcement that was made by the governor, the emergency meeting that was convened. But you have indicated that talks, a lot was happening behind the scenes. So how long has this build-up been coming? When did talks begin? When did the Prudential Authority start raising concerns about what was happening at UBank?
I'm not sure of that, to be honest with you, but I know that this thing has, the NEM has been addressing the issue of capital adequacy for some time, and it has assured the Prudential Authority and the Reserve Bank that the issue of capital adequacy is being addressed. And indeed, the issue of capital adequacy has been addressed. So that is why, as the NEM, we are saying that we are extremely shocked that now UBank has been placed under curatorship when their main concern has been addressed.
Main concern maybe, but there were other concerns also. The SARB, Reserve Bank Governor, raised concerns around poor governance at the bank, raised concerns about weak internal control. So what's NUM's position to that, and particularly the fact that you, like the Minerals Council of South Africa, have elected individuals to represent your interests. So what is your response to the fact that there is accusations of poor governance and weak controls, and what have you said to the representatives representing NUM on UBank's board?
You know what, honestly speaking, I'll be honest with you, we'll call a spade a spade. There's a lot happening behind the scene that we can't reveal here in the media at the moment.
Okay.
There's a lot, to be honest, and then some people are not telling the truth. And that is why we're saying that whose agenda is the Reserve Bank saving, you understand? So we understand the issue of corporate governance and lack of internal controls. I spoke to the trustees who represent NEM there. They never mentioned the issue of corporate governance and the issue of lack of controls. They spoke about the issue of capital adequacy that they addressed. Mm-hmm. The issue of corporate governance and lack of internal controls, I'm not aware, we are not aware of that as the NEM, because I spoke to the trustees who represent NEM there at UBank.
Whose agenda do you think is being
addressed? Yeah, honestly speaking, I can't speak about it, but there's a lot happening behind scenes, and we will reveal this thing when it's the right time. But at the moment, we can't reveal. But there's a lot going behind scenes, and the Reserve Bank for it to put UBank under curatorship, they must be saving somebody's agenda. Understand? It's very disturbing, to be honest.
Mm. Well, we look forward to hearing more from you when the behind-the-scenes actions is brought forward into the public. Lubwani, thanks so much for your time. I'll leave it there. So, Lubwani Mamburu, the spokesperson of NUM.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.